Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Room for Us, a space where queer voices thrive. I'm your host, P, and every single week I like to sit down, get vulnerable, and talk about all things queer with all of you. It's so good to get an episode going and just talk about, like, you know, just what's been going on lately. I was trying to think of a topic and was feeling that my mental health has been a little bit up and down. I mean, it's getting darker. We're entering our seasonal depression as the days get shorter and it's getting dark so quick. So I kind of wanted to open up a little bit more about that and then how to also navigate these feelings when you're feeling like the seasonal depression is really, really heavy. And then we're also entering the holidays, which can be a super complicated feeling for a lot of people. As much as the holidays can bring a lot of nostalgia and a lot of joy for some people and for families to get together, and, you know, it gives you those like warm and fuzzy feelings, I also feel like there's a whole other side of like the holidays and like how that feels for a lot of people when maybe you don't have a really big family to celebrate with or like close loved ones in proximity to do that with. And that feeling can feel extremely isolated. And we'll get into all of this because I wanted to talk about this openly because I feel like this feeling is so common for a lot of people. And especially from the queer perspective, I think that feeling of trying to navigate the holidays with your family as a queer person, and if your family's not very accepting, that can be a very, very triggering time. But before we get into this episode and we talk about these different feelings surrounding the holidays, I did want to give a bit of an update just on how I've been feeling and like how the week has been going. And maybe some of you can relate to this because it's been a little bit up and down. I feel like over the past few weeks and as the start of November has happened, I guess we're almost like nearing the end of it, I feel like the seasonal depression has kind of been like slowly creeping its way in. I feel like I'm sometimes go through periods where I'm not as motivated, and I've been having some OCD flare-ups, and I call them flare-ups because I feel like they come in and out, and then I'm trying my hardest to navigate that without going through like a whole rumination cycle. But sometimes it can be really, really tough, and I find I get very distracted because I'm stuck on like a certain thought and then it continues to spiral. For those of you who don't know, I did release an episode talking about why I believe I have OCD, and this is a self-diagnosis. I haven't gotten an official diagnosis as of yet, but since I've done a lot of research on this mental struggle and like what that can mean for a lot of people, I feel like it is something that I really, really resonate with. And I noticed I was struggling with some form of like an OCD flare up every day. And sometimes it would just happen out of nowhere. I could be listening to a podcast episode and the podcast episode wasn't anything triggering. It could be a very light topic, but then something would get brought up and then all of a sudden like my mind would start to wander, and then I would find myself going down this like kind of dark hole. And I'm trying my hardest at this point right now to work on like strengthening my mind. And I've noticed what helps me is truly like going outside, going for a walk. I've been spending a lot less time on social media, and I'm trying to like slowly weave off of it. I feel like I definitely have a social media addiction, like especially in the evening when I sign off work, where I will just be scrolling on TikTok, scrolling on Instagram, and you don't even realize how fast the time goes by. But I noticed as I was doing that would trigger any feelings of OCD I was having. And it could be because I'm feeding my mind with all these different types of topics. So it could be maybe I'm seeing like something about a true crime on my TikTok, but then I'm also seeing like some news, like something on the news that gets brought up. And then I start to get very nervous, or I start to be very fearful. Social media, when you're scrolling on TikTok, it can feel like you're being fed so much content, and it's all different types of content depending on what you're For You page is like curated to. And for someone who struggles with a lot of rumination, I was like, this is not good for me. And it can be so tempting to just grab our phones and continue to scroll. And it feels like a temporary sense of dopamine because you're like kind of happy. And then when I would put it away, I'd feel myself like feeling very low and lethargic and just not myself generally. just feeling a bit of a lack of motivation to even like want to get up and do something. Like, and when it's especially in Vancouver, I live in Vancouver, it can get very rainy. It can be very gloomy. I was just like hermiting quite a bit. And I'm trying to actively work on this because I want to get better. And I also want to continue to take care of myself, and not only physically, but mentally. So as I mentioned, what's been helping with the ruminating thoughts is spending less time on social media and even spending less time like watching too many movies. Crystal and I, we love to generally put on a show or a movie like every night before bed. It's kind of become a habit. And sometimes we'll do the classic thing where we have a movie playing, but both of us will be on our phones. But we've been so adamant at being like, no, we need to stop doing this, because like, what's the point of having a show on where we're trying to watch something together and connect, but then we're also both like scrolling? It's just like so much noise happening. And I think a lot of people do this. I'm not trying to say like we're the only ones who do. I think this is so common, but I could only imagine like how it's not good for anybody's mental health to do that. So while we've been in this period of trying to watch a show every evening, I actually brought up to her, I was like, I wonder if we should try to like stop with that habit of doing it every night and maybe leave it to just like a few times in the week, but then switch out that time for reading. I think reading is so good for the mind, especially before you're going to bed. I think it's proven that it's not good for your mental to be putting on a show or a movie right before bed. Like it's like the blue light is not good, and it can actually cause you to have like not as good of a sleep. So right now I'm reading a book right now, and Crystal loves to read too, but she's also reading a poetry book, and it's called The People's Purge by Jessie Reyes. I actually got that for her as like an early birthday gift, but I like when we can do that together too, because it's like something different. We both like drink our teas, and we just have that quiet time to just be in our own zone and have an escape in a way that's not just like these quick mini movies. It's like you're actually invested in like a story, and maybe you're reading something uplifting, or you're kind of immersing yourself in something fictional. So I think that's been a little bit better for my mind. I notice it decreases my anxiety. The gym has been such a good place too. We're both getting into a bit of a fitness routine, because that's something I had definitely fallen off of, and I'm trying to like get back into it again. Nurturing my body, eating really, really good food, as sometimes like I am tempted to, you know, want to Uber eat something that might not be the best, but we're really being conscious of the meals that we're cooking. We signed up for HelloFresh, so that's actually been so helpful for us, as we both have busy schedules and can find it really tough to make it to the grocery store. What are ways we can be a little bit more budget conscious? And HelloFresh has been pretty good so far for that. And I think it's, if you're on a fitness journey and you have certain meals, like they have a really good menu and a lot of options, so you can choose meals that are like best suited for what your goals are. So far so good. Those are the things I'm trying to work on, especially when I go through, you know, some tough mental health things. It happens a lot. I mean, I even had a moment today where I was feeling just really, really down, because inside my brain, it felt like the thoughts were just constant, constant, constant. But I have to realize that like my mind is stronger than I give it credit for. And like all of us have very, very strong minds. It's just a matter of like learning how to take care of it. And it's like, you have to take care of your mind as if like you're taking care of your body too. It's, you have to like actively work on it. So I am trying to do that, and I'm taking the steps. So that's where I'm at right now. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this weekend, because we have, you know, some like things to look forward to. Speaking of Jessie Reyes, we're going to her concert on Saturday. So any ways we can like beat the seasonal depression and the gloomy season by like still making efforts to go out and like socialize with friends, like go to events, do all the things, because it can be, it's so easy to just not want to do it and you want to like stay in a little bubble. But that's something I'm going to try and do and see how I feel even next week. We'll see if things improve, if I really, really stick to my no social media scrolling rabbit holes for a while. We'll see how that goes. But Yeah, I think with this season, as I mentioned earlier, can be a really, really exciting time. I think there's a sense of cosiness, a sense of home when we think about the holidays. It's often a time like many people get together with their families. You have gatherings, big or small, but it's like, it is a nice time. And I sometimes reflect back to when I was a kid and how excited I would get. I have nephews and they're both really, really little. So it's fun to like see that excitement that they have around Santa Claus and Christmas and, you know, all that time, the gifts. I remember that feeling as a kid, just like counting down the time for when it would be Christmas. Naturally, like as you get older, things start to change. I feel like we are sometimes met with like certain pressures, and also social media can also be tricky during the holidays because you'll compare yourself naturally. If you're scrolling on social media during the holidays, you're often going to be seeing people, you know, highlighting like their best moments. And if your holiday season isn't necessarily looking like theirs, it's so tough to be down on yourself and feel like, what am I doing wrong? Or like, why is this not happening for me? But I've mentioned it before that social media is a highlight reel. So people who are sharing are generally sharing like the best moments. And it's so unhealthy to compare because everybody's situation is also going to be looking different. I think that battling that loneliness during that time can be so, so tough because you kind of feel like everyone has something going on. Everyone has these plans. Everyone has these gatherings, but that's not the case for everybody. There's not really like a one answer for this, but I do think that like having a chosen family also helps when you're trying to navigate loneliness during the holidays, because sometimes that loneliness can even be like you're present with your family, but maybe there's disagreements, there's drama, maybe they're not very accepting of like your identity. And if you're queer, it can bring up a lot of sensitive topics, especially if you don't get to see your family that often, but this is the time everybody gets together. So I just want to emphasize that I think like this is more common than I think people really talk about. And it's also okay to sit in those feelings and like, know this is an uncomfortable time if that is what you're going through, but that there are also people out there that are going through the same things as you. And maybe those are the times when you're like, okay, like it's okay to make new traditions for myself as well, if that's what you want. I think there can be like a little bit of a pressure that a lot of us feel to like always show up or always like be there for every family event. But depending on your circumstances, it's totally okay to do something new for yourself, especially if it's beneficial for your mental health. I would just recommend like, know that your boundaries are totally okay for situations like this. I feel like a lot of people have a tough time inserting boundaries when it comes to family because you feel like you might owe them something, or like, you know, maybe they've provided so much for you, or maybe you're also simply changing. Like maybe there's been times where like this holiday season was like different. But as you're evolving and changing, sometimes like your relationships tend to change as well. And this can happen in the form of like relationships with your family or relationships with friend groups, like whatever it is. I think that it's okay to have boundaries if it's affecting your mental health, and your mental health comes first. And that's what you really need to be taking care of. I think it's good to pay attention to how do you feel in those moments, and what is it going to, like, what's going to really soothe your soul during the holidays? Sometimes, like, especially if it's something a little bit more low key, sometimes it's like all you want to do is just be cozy and put on like a feel good movie and like maybe do like a solo dinner, or I don't know, kind of have that me time. Now that I live in Vancouver, I even remember it was kind of tough for my partner and I last year. Like we ended up having a really good holiday. Like we did make the most of it, but both of us were reflecting on how we did kind of miss our families, because both of our families get really into Christmas Eve, especially. Like that's kind of the night like we love to celebrate and get together and have a dinner, like play games, all of that. And all of that is so much fun. But to fly back around that time, I remember was so, so expensive. And we had just moved at that point. Like we were only a few months new to Vancouver. So Crystal and I decided to kind of like do something for ourselves. And we ended up going to Whistler. We brought our cats with us and just kind of had our own little tradition, which was kind of fun and something both of us had never actually done before because we always spent the holidays with our families. And it was like a big change and both of us had to navigate that, but we ended up making the most of it. So I also think it's like never too late to try and create those types of new traditions with your chosen community. And because I do think there's a lot of people out there who share that similar feeling. Sometimes like it's out of your control and you are far away from family and it's not so easy to just like up and go see them. So if you're ever struggling with those moments, I would say try and seek out those connections if you can. There's probably some groups where you can maybe reach out and see if there's any events going on, because
it's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
It can be tough. I think social media is rough for those moments because I felt it before too. Like all you're seeing is like what everyone is doing, how everybody is celebrating. And I don't think we think about how often it is that like some people just aren't going through those feelings, or maybe someone suffered like a loss. They're going to be grieving that their holiday is going to be a lot different without certain loved ones. So I think there's so much to navigate when it comes to the holidays. It can be bittersweet, that's for sure. It can bring up a lot of emotions for a lot of people, especially as we approach the end of the year. I can't believe we're actually going to be in 2026. We're approaching the end of this year. It's gone by so fast. And I feel like we say that about every single year, but I'm always so blown away when I think about how much changes in a year. It's actually mind-blowing to me. And there is something really beautiful I find about the new year, you know, after New Year's Eve, and we start fresh in January. I love the feeling of a fresh start, as cliche as that can sound, but I do think it's the best way to leave even old energy or maybe things that weren't serving you the year before, and to focus on you and how are you going to better things for yourself. Maybe it could be a new job, like maybe there's things you haven't been satisfied with for a while and you are knowing like deep down you are tired of like certain patterns, you want something to change, even in the terms of like coming to the realization of your sexuality or your gender identity, whatever it is. I think like coming into that can also bring in a lot of community for you. I think finding queer community is so, so important. I feel like I've talked about this in probably every Room for Us episode about community and how important that is. But that's something I feel like I struggled to find in the beginning, definitely. And I don't think I was really putting myself out there as much when I was living in Toronto in the first half of my 20s. But now that I'm here and I am 30 and I'm so confident in my sexuality, I've been doing so much reflecting, even like being in Vancouver and thinking about like who are the types of people I want to be around. And like queer community is so important to me. I want to build that. I want to meet other like-minded people so we can continue to share stories and also be there for each other in those relatable moments. And a relatable moment could be like, are there certain family get-togethers or whatever that like can make you feel very uncomfortable? And full disclaimer, I have to say like my immediate family does not make me feel that way. They've always been very supportive, but I've definitely had my fair share of anxieties when it came to being around certain extended family members where it almost felt like you couldn't fully be yourself all the time. Like there always was a bit of a mask and I would sometimes feel that way. But I think that's something a lot of people can relate to. So when you find that like chosen community of people, it can really, really improve your mental health. there's nothing worse than being around energies that actually drain you or make you feel, I don't know, they don't make you feel good. I think that's the best way to put it. And I think it's very easy to get wrapped up in old energies or people around you where it's been comfortable because maybe it's all you've known. But what's beautiful about starting the new year is you can leave old energies in the past and like really be intentional about trying to start something new. And that is totally okay. It can feel really scary. And sometimes you might think like, this feels out of character. Like, am I being a bad person because this is how I feel? But I truly, truly think that no matter what it is, when you feel so strongly about something, or you almost feel like there's a clear ending, whether it's a job, friendships, a romantic relationship, even sometimes relationships with family. Like, if you feel like there is something really, really deep inside that doesn't feel good, I always think that it's the universe telling you like something else is around the corner and you have to let this old energy go in order to allow new energy to come in. Because your energy, it takes up so much of your space, your like mental capacity for things. It's so, so powerful. So be really, really intentional about what's around you, even in your own thoughts, right? I feel like if we always have these negative thoughts, negative energy, it can affect like your whole day. And that's why, even as I sometimes struggle with my rumination and like the OCD flare-ups that I have here and there, I try so, so hard to be intentional about like trying to turn around my day into something else. And not that it's like a toxic positivity thing, but it's definitely something where I can say, okay, yes, this is a negative feeling I'm having. And yes, my anxiety is at an all-time high, but I don't want to let this affect my entire day because there's things to do. There's places to explore. Like, maybe I can even do something small and just like read a couple chapters of a book I'm really enjoying, or listen to some music, like meditate, do something for yourself. And you'll notice like as you breathe and you're allowing like good energy to consume your thoughts, you'll notice the differences. There's going to be so many emotions as you approach the end of the year. And all you have time to do is think about like, how was the year? Like, I think a lot of people do this. Like, once you get to New Year's, you're like, you kind of want to reflect back on the year and be like, what are the things, like, what happened? Like, what were the changes? What were the wins? What were the losses? Like, what was going on? And it's crazy how so much really, really does happen. And I think that's also another reason why there can be so many complicated emotions. When I think of the beginning of the year too, I feel like so much has changed. I was on a bit of like a running journey and I fell off for a little bit, but I'm trying to get back on it. And that's totally okay. I think that's just what the process can be. I ended up getting a new job, which I was so excited about because I was freelancing for a while, still am, but this was something that like I'd really was really hoping for, to bring in some more like stability for the next bit. Met some new friends being out here in Vancouver, attended shows, just like really put myself out there a little bit more and out of my comfort zone. That was a big goal of mine. So it's like, I think as much as there can be those complicated feelings, and that's so human and that's so normal, it's always good to know that sometimes when you feel these things, it's only meaning like there is another door opening. I truly, truly believe that. And sometimes when you feel like the lowest of the low, it only means like something's going to be looking up. I think it's also okay to not compare yourself to others and think about like, what do the holidays really mean for you? Is it something where you're like, I'm really, really craving connection? Maybe do I want to like lean into something else and like do something creative because like I'm approaching the end of the year? Many people do feel this way, but the holidays are very like structured. There's like traditions, there's things they're like always wrapped up in. But I also think it's okay to do different things and maybe focus on your mental health a little bit more. Is it like, I want to try a new recipe? Do I want to journal? a little bit more? Do I want to take up photography? Like, do I want to maybe vlog, like do something a little bit creative? Even rewatching like your favorite movies. I have a lot of go-to movies that I love to rewatch. And, you know, even if I'm far away from home, sometimes it reminds me of like all the times I would watch like Home Alone 2, which is like always a tradition for my sister and I. We always watch that together during the holidays, or The Family Stone, things like that, that can like bring you that sense of comfort. Or another thing that I also think that can help with those feelings of isolation during the holiday season is also giving back. I think there's a lot of shelters or community centers that could also like really, really use volunteers. And if you're kind of like, I'm in a new phase for this holiday period, I'm feeling very lonely, I don't really know what to do, I don't really have a lot of connection, I think also like putting yourself out there to volunteer and do some work, you'll notice that you'll see individuals who are in this place where they're not around their loved ones, and giving back can really also help with those feelings of isolation because it gives you a lot of perspective. I hope you guys did enjoy this episode. Just know that this feeling, especially like I said, as the days get super, super dark and they get dark very early, you're not alone in those feelings. If you're feeling down, if you're feeling a little anxious, especially as the holidays approach, or you're feeling a little confused, just know I'm always here to talk to, because I definitely go through some ups and downs during the season. It can be tough. It's an interesting one because it is one of my favorite holiday seasons, but I have noticed that, you know, as the years go on, it does hit a little different than it used to when I was younger, even compared to when I was in my 20s. And maybe that's just a part of growing, or maybe that's a part of feeling like, I don't know, there's just, not to get all dark, but there's just so much happening in the world that sometimes it's hard to feel present all the time. And we have these little devices that we can like just tap into anything at any moment and just see too much content. And I don't know. I don't know about you, but that hasn't really, really been good for my brain. I actually have a movie recommendation if you're going through this feeling, because it's so, so heartwarming and actually probably one of my favorite films. It's called The Holdovers. The perfect movie for anyone who's feeling like left behind for the holidays, because that's literally what the premise is. Such a beautiful movie. It's on Netflix at this point. It's about an instructor at a New England prep school who remains on campus during Christmas break to babysit a handful of students with nowhere to go. He soon forms an unlikely bond with a brainy but damaged troublemaker, and with the school's head cook, a woman who lost a son in the Vietnam War. I recommend that movie because, one, the acting is just incredible. The storyline is very touching. But it can kind of remind you that this is what the holidays can look like for a lot of people. Like I said, not everything is so glamorous, so festive, so large, like a huge gathering. And that movie, when I saw it for the first time, I was like so emotional over it, because you can see how you can actually also form connections with like maybe people you didn't expect to, but when you put yourself out there and you allow yourself to be vulnerable and like talk about your feelings and talk about how sometimes like the holidays can be a really, really tough time. I don't know. I think it really opened up my eyes to how a lot of people can be feeling. And I felt less alone watching it, especially as I've gone through phases where the holidays may have looked like something for me at one point, but then changed. Even an example I had was in 2021. So yeah, many years ago, I was going through a pretty tough time mentally, and not so much with my like queerness per se, but I remember I'd gone through a bit of a situation and was just like feeling a little low that holiday period. And I remember that was the first time a lot of my family wasn't actually around, because my sister had just given birth to her first baby, and this was also COVID. So many people like were also probably spending the holidays a little bit in like a quieter setting as opposed to maybe before. And my family usually keeps things pretty low key too, but we always like have our, you know, traditions. And that time it was just a little different for me. And I remember feeling like I was comparing myself to a lot of what I was seeing online and feeling very, very sad and super isolated. I think that's the best way I could describe it. And that feeling, I kind of wish I had a movie like The Holdovers at that time to watch, because it could just, it feels relatable because people do go through this as well. So like I said, if you ever feel this way, or like if it's coming, the holidays are coming up and you're feeling anxious, please send me a message. Just know you're not alone. People are going through this, and I highly recommend watching this movie if you just want to experience something that's like, it's a holiday movie technically, but it's so, so real. And I'm pretty sure, I want to confirm this, I think it was nominated for an Oscar. Oh, actually, I believe, yes, Davine Joy Randolph won the Academy Award for Best Actress in a supporting role. So it's a great one. I really recommend it. I'm a fan of this movie. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Room for Us, and for listening to just my feelings and like around the holidays. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this, but just know I'm here for you. Truly, I am. And that's what's also beautiful about social media in a way. I know I've been kind of like going off about social media and saying how toxic it can be, but the other beautiful thing about it is if you do use it as a connecting space to reach out to others who want to talk, they have community groups. They're like promoting events that are going on. And if you feel like, yes, this is something I really want to go to, social media is great for that. And my podcast page, it's been up for a few years. The goal is to build more of an online queer community, because that's where a lot of community is built. A lot of it is built in the online space because we're everywhere, right? And it's so cool how we can connect with people all over the world. I will give it that. So please, like I said, send me a message. That is the whole point of Room for Us. It's meant to be a space where queer people can thrive and feel good and like talk about their vulnerability. And we can talk about like things we're happy about, things we're sad about, things we're angry about, all the things. So yeah, I'm here for you. I hope you have a great day or night, and I will see you all next week.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop omahasteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.